It's the Beehive Archive on Utah Public Radio. I'm Megan Weiss. Down a bumpy canyon road in the Book Cliffs of southeastern Utah, curious travelers can find the ghost town of Seago. Named for Utah's state flower, it's a dusty coal town with a colorful past. Learn more after this.
I'm Jody Graham, Director of Utah Humanities. Beehive Archive is brought to you on Utah Public Radio by Utah Humanities, with the generous support of the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation. We are proud to partner with community organizations to tell Utah stories and hope you will tune in each week for the Beehive Archive.
Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. The canyon where the ghost town of Seago sits has been visited by people for millennia. A panel of pictographs in the canyon dates back thousands of years, but its mining history began in 1908, when local rancher Henry Ballard discovered a seam of coal near his ranch in northern Grand County. For a time, the area flourished, but the changes in Utah's local mining economy ultimately caused its collapse. Ballard bought the land and hired folks to mine the coal. They set up a small coal camp, calling it Ballard. In 1911, he sold the mine to a Salt Lake-based businessman who formed a corporation called the American Fuel Company. They set up coal processing equipment and extended a railroad line to connect the mines to the Denver and Rio Grande Railroad line to the south. The company developed the coal camp into a proper town, giving it the new name, Nelson, after the mine's new general manager, Richard Nelson. By 1915, profits were low, and paydays were irregular. The miners went on strike after not having been paid in months. In 1916, Nelson was replaced, and the company renamed itself to Chesterfield Coal Company. The town's name was changed once again in 1918, this time to Seago for the Seago lily, Utah's state flower, which flourished in the canyon. Despite these bumpy beginnings, the coal town lived on for decades. Seago was home to a diverse community. Miners of Italian, African-American, Japanese, and Greek descent all made homes in the town. Betty Coccio Dalton grew up in Seago and remembers childhood in the 1930s and 40s. Quote, "My grandparents migrated to America from Italy for a better life," she said. "My grandfather worked in the mines, but also had an orchard, vineyard, hayfields, and a large garden," unquote. Some families carried on traditions from their homelands, including Italian families making wine from grapes grown in the Rocky Canyons. By 1947, the mine was unprofitable and the company closed. Some of the miners bought out the assets, but a fire in 1949 destroyed crucial equipment, and flash flooding in the 1950s wiped out several buildings. Today, the skeletons of buildings remain, and Seago lives on in memories. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by the Moab Museum. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.